With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A federal judge temporarily blocks President Trump's buyout plan for federal employees. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Federal workers had until Thursday midnight to accept the administration's offer to resign with pay through the end of September. But a judge in Massachusetts put the plan on hold and has scheduled a hearing for Monday. Several labor unions sued over the deferred resignation plans, which were orchestrated by Trump advisor Elon Musk, who's spearheading efforts to downsize and reshape the federal workforce. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Senate confirms Russell Vogt as White House budget director. He was confirmed on a party line vote of 53-47. Also at SRNNews.com, the Senate Judiciary Committee delays its vote on the nomination of Kash Patel to head the FBI.
Democrats on the committee are so opposed to advancing the nomination, they forced a hold, meaning the committee vote won't happen until next week. The delay is not expected to prevent Patel's eventual confirmation. Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley has described Patel's career as, quote, a study in fighting for unpopular but righteous causes, exposing corruption, and putting America first. Bob Agner reporting.
Pro-Hamas college students have begun deleting the names of pro-Hamas protesters published online following President Trump's pledge to deport Hamas sympathizers. The editorial board at The Exponent, an unofficial newspaper serving Purdue University, announced that it would be removing the names, images, and likenesses of every such student from their website published since October 7, 2023. On January 30th, the president signed an executive order to cancel the student visas of anyone who had shown support for that Palestinian terror group. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage down for the third straight week in a row. It's now at 6.89%. This is SRN News. Delaware Democrats are determined to pass assisted suicide. SRN's Michael Harrington.
Governor John Carney vetoed a bill that would have allowed a person to take their own life with the help of a doctor, but Democratic lawmakers say they'll try again. There's a new governor in office, Matt Meyer, and suicide advocates think they can get him to sign the legislation. So far, 9 states and the District of Columbia have legalized assisted suicide over the warnings of pro-lifers who say the practice will put the disabled and elderly at risk. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge agrees to temporarily block prison officials from transferring 3 men posing as women back to men's facilities and terminating their access to hormone therapy. Those actions were to be undertaken because of the executive order signed by President Trump ending federal support for transgenderism. U.S. District Judge Royce Lamberth in Washington, D.C. issued that ruling. This is SRN News. The first deployment of Mexican troops arriving at the northern border with the U.S.
A line of Mexican National Guard and Army trucks rumbled along the border separating Ciudad Juarez and El Paso, Texas, on Wednesday. Masked and armed, they picked through brush running along the border on the outskirts of Ciudad Juarez, pulling out ladders tucked away in the trenches and putting them onto trucks. Patrols were also seen on other parts of the border near Tijuana, Mexico.
Correspondent Karen Shama says the deployment enacts the pledge by Mexico's president to assign 10,000 troops to stop fentanyl smuggling. California Governor Gavin Newsom urging the state legislature to ban plants from within 5 feet of homes in fire-prone areas. That ban would include other combustible materials like mulch and wooden fencing. It would apply to homes in Zone Zero areas. More details at SRNNews.com.